Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So first things first, I have turned a total corner on the coronavirus. I just want to get it out there.
What?
I'm going to get it. I'm going to do like one of those chicken pox parties, and I'm going to go get it.
And then shove everybody else in a room.
No, I just found there's a side effect. There's blood clots, and some guy had something called a Rona Bona. He had the 4-hour...
Oh, like the little blue pill does to you?
Yep.
He had it, the Rona gave that?
The Rona can give you, can cause blood cells, and in this particular case, they were trapped in his junk.
Was he quarantined by himself, or do you have
he went to the hospital in France, so I feel like he must have been by himself. Because if he wasn't, I feel like he'd be like, come over! We're not quarantining! A third of coronavirus patients have had blood clotting or thrombosis.
Wow.
As a result.
I don't...
So where are you at on this, Steve?
I don't know how to feel about this now.
I think you do.
I might start wearing a mask. I guess that really doesn't help. I don't know.
The other thing that's in the news, and I don't know what you guys think. Ellen, like, there's talking about that this can't be real. Canceling Ellen. Not cancel culture. Like,
right,
canceling
just
her
actually
show.
The show will end.
Her ratings have slipped a little bit, but what show?
Everybody's has. Right. Like, people
are.
And I know there's been a lot of stories from behind the scenes, a lot of disgruntled employees, ex-employees, and guests even. And
you think there's a world where Ellen could get canned? Does anybody in this room, if Ellen falls, we're all like,
then it's all over
for everybody, because she's bulletproof, right?
I thought her contract was, I mean, she has a little bit longer, but not too much longer.
You have to keep in mind too, with her, she has her own production company, and so she's got a lot going on with that.
Right?
Well, she doesn't. It's not just that show. She owns all the Game of Games, and she owns all the, like, she puts out other shows that we don't even know. Like Ryan Seacrest owns the Kardashians, right?
Yeah.
Right. So,
how rich is that guy?
He's so stinking rich. He owns Hollywood. It's crazy.
He does, doesn't he?
He has like his hands in everything.
Yeah. It's those production companies.
And so you think Ellen's going to be okay, even if she got fired from the show?
Oh, she'll be fine. Yeah. But I think she maybe is on the way to retiring anyways. I think all the rumors probably were hard. I mean, she's known as one of the nicest people, and then everyone's like, just kidding, Ellen's not like very cool to you.
Turning on
so
her.
So I think it's probably been hard for her. Like, you're this golden icon of a talk show host, and then everyone's like, no, she sucks, she's mean, and you're like, ah.
And they say what didn't help is she didn't kind of address
did.
And I get it with COVID, but she's doing
don't you think it's proving the point that she's mean by having her dude stand behind her in the backyard?
Andy,
first it was kind of funny, and now it's been like 3 months and you're like, could you let him in?
Let him in.
Is that the running joke?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay,
it's like they're social distancing through the window, but then she has him do humiliating stuff outside, and like,
no, he's just like making a fool of himself out there. And at first, you were kind of like, ha ha, and now it's just not.
I think in this day and age, I don't think anything or anyone is immune to anything.
You really don't?
I kind of agree with you, Steve.
Yeah, people will find,
I feel like, and I do not want to get into politics at all, but I feel like there's people who've made enough contributions to wokeness that get a little bit like, you know, Jimmy Fallon, like, did the blackface thing, but it's like, it's Kimmel and Fallon, and they kind of
that's forgivable.
So they kind of let them off the hook a little,
a
maybe
a little bit.
But like, I feel like an Ellen with like she's done so much for like LGBTQ.
Right.
And, like,
absolutely.
So, but still.
But she's a human being and she's not immune.
She might go down.
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing, and I know it's not Friday yet, but like we all got like. Is everybody going? Is anybody going to do something? Like, what are you? Are you going to watch fireworks? Are there fireworks? What is happening?
I don't know
the plan. I know some people shoot them off tomorrow. Like, what's the plan?
I'm doing a Zoom party where they're just going to have.
Jesus. Do you know why that's so funny? Steve doesn't even know where Zoom is.
Right. He's like,
hey, Slack. Is Zoom like a phone thing? Or?
Do I have to go buy it? Or?
I'm the Best Buy. Where's the Zoom at?
Yeah.
I thought you said you knew somebody was shooting them off. Is your town shooting them off tomorrow?
Aurora, I don't think.
Somebody's shooting some off tomorrow.
Glendale.
Oh, that's
and that's
right.
Supposed to be tonight, maybe even.
Glendale?
Yeah,
that's great.
Tomorrow,
so
now.
We just have 3 days of fireworks.
Yeah. Is that
4 days.
Glendale's right.
It's like kind of Cherry Creek, like off Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, no wonder. Okay.
What is happening?
No wonder I kind of forget where Glendale, because I hate Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, it's a nightmare.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I lived in Glendale for a long time, so don't you make fun of Glendale.
You were over by Shotguns. Is that Glendale?
Yes.
Glendale is, like, it's the city was formed to encompass all the strip clubs.
Oh. That would make
sense. Here's the, you want the city limits of Glendale? It goes from, like, PTs to Shotguns, back up over to what was Mile High Saloon.
Fascination,
sort of, like,
okay.
Yes, and Fascinations is right in the heart. So you remember when grocery stores were only allowed to have one liquor store?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Until we changed the laws. So, like, the Walgreens in Longmont had booze. It was like, what?
Uh-huh.
It's like a full-on liquor store in Walgreens.
Wow.
I'm like, what? So you go to another Walgreens, they didn't have it. All the King Supers, Safeway, Cub Foods, all of them that have booze, the Target, Glendale. I swear to God, that Target has had booze since the dawn of man.
It makes sense that they're the only ones that got the fireworks.
Right. I mean, if somebody from Glendale gets like torched, they will go up in flames because they're all full of booze.
Yeah.
They've been in strip clubs and they get to buy all the booze. So the other couple things that are going on, we're talking about side dishes this weekend. Is anybody doing any? Are you going
somewhere,
Amber?
I'm going up to the mountains, yeah.
Nice.
I'm gonna float.
When did she become rugged?
Well, okay, she's okay.
Well, we're staying in an Airbnb, so it's that. But I am gonna float down the river, you know, with some White Claws.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we're all gonna do
You're
a little
white
river.
You're trashing up this
weekend?
Yeah,
we're gonna do a little river float. Got
Heck
some, yeah.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
That
well, if you're
fun.
Doing any cookouts, I have the top side dishes for this weekend.
Ooh, okay. Please fill us in.
I thought I'd just spring them on you, okay? Ready? Top 10. Give me your. I want facial reactions or screams or whatever. Baked beans. I don't even know.
I don't like
really
baked
just
beans.
About to read food
cold,
items.
Cold beans.
I don't like baked beans.
Yeah,
you
beans.
Don't?
I'm not a fan.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Cold beans.
I make the best beans on the planet, but you wouldn't eat them.
Because they have meat, like
so
bacon in them.
So much bacon in
them.
Yeah.
They're hot. Yeah.
Do you know what you put in baked beans? Do you even know what's in them?
Brown sugar and beans.
And
you don't say.
Not that order.
Sort of Forrest Gump.
Brown sugar, beans.
Walk us through your recipe.
Did I get it right?
It's a ton of ketchup and mustard.
I did not
I know that sounds
really?
Crazy, but it's really good.
And
mine have, no, I cut up some onions, some bacon, and I cooked the bacon first because nothing's
Yes, worse. Thank you.
What are you talking about?
You don't cook within the beans. You got to cook them
that,
before.
You're the guy who opens a can of like baked beans or a can of ditty
pork
more,
and
that weird little fat chunk that's on the
yes,
top.
Yes, are the pork and beans. Bandy camps? Yeah, that gives you, that's a flavor. You can mix it in there, or
yeah.
You can just eat it on
the
top.
He just eats it. You know how it congeals on
no.
top?
No!
Just...
Ew, Steve!
No, that's where the flavor's at. Yeah.
All right, let me just blast through your side items,
okay.
And then we can all go barf about the crap. We just need to shoot a video of you eating congealed fat. deviled eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you eat eggs?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's a baby chicken, you hypocrite.
I know. I don't eat them at home. I only eat them usually on weekends in like my breakfast burrito
my
or whatever.
Hey, I'm a cafeteria vegan. I only do. Oh, I'm sorry, pescatarian. You really eat eggs?
Sometimes.
Good for you.
Oh, God.
Deviled eggs.
Can we do this?
Yeah.
Can people text 51059 and tell us where the best deviled eggs are?
Because we used to know.
Steve and I were on a tour of Colorado.
Yeah.
This sounds awful because it's two dudes and all you're doing is eating deviled eggs. And they're not super great on your intestines or whatever.
I would avoid a car ride with you guys after
that.
Oh my God,
we've done several Uber. But there was like... What, Brian Tedder's restaurant? What was that called?
I thought it was Timberlake. Yeah, it's
Tedder. Timberlake and Tedder and those guys.
Oh, I don't know.
Southern something.
Comfort said something. It was a barbecue joint downtown.
But their eggs were, whoa. Saffron. Was that, did they put
saffron? No, Sullivan Steakhouse. Every place we loved them, they had saffron on top of theirs.
Yes. Yeah, we need that.
Anyway, we're never going to get through this. Potato salad.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
You're still mad at the potato salad?
When I was a kid, I saw it at the picnic table. Oh, my God, egg salad. And I took the biggest bite. Blah, it was potato salad posing as eggs. This is a poser salad.
They're so similar.
No.
Yeah, but one's egg and one's...
And I guess
okay,
today,
I'm sorry. I just mansplained.
And you have to boil the eggs. You can't microwave... Or boil the potatoes. You can't microwave them.
I screwed up on my recipe today. That's a totally different story. There's a whole bunch of other things here, but there's one that Steve was really taking... Pigs in a blanket. Steve has a problem with that.
Yeah,
and I don't understand.
I'm shocked, honestly.
Dude, it's pork droppings off the floor.
Okay, like I love.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
And then you roll it in bread.
Oh,
it's like such a 12-year-old food. It seems like something you'd eat.
My mom would make it. I love those two ingredients, just not to, I don't know why not.
What happened to you?
It ruins the dough on one end and the hot dog on the other. I don't know.
All right, we'll put this whole list up on our Facebook page. But if you know where the best deviled eggs are, text us right now, 51059.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.